Hey, self-improvement family. A better world starts with a better you, and yes, you can. So let's take another step toward your best self today. I think a lot of people can relate with having a desire to be more self-confident. When you're self-confident, you're more decisive, you stand up for what's right and what you want, and you give yourself a chance to succeed at the highest level. It takes courage to take a chance, call in a favor, or speak your mind, especially when that little voice in your head uses fear and anxiety to try to talk you out of it. This is something that I'm actively working on. I know that on the other side of big, bold actions are big, bold results. And I have huge aspirations for who I want to become, what I want to create, and the impact I want to make in my life. I have the same fear, doubts, insecurities, and mental roadblocks as anyone else. But what's different is I've implemented some strategies to support me in being bolder that I wanted to share with you. First is routine. I've added make a bold ask into my morning routine. The stress of it diffuses because it's bundled into a bunch of other things that I'm doing. And I capitalize on that momentum to be able to follow through on the action. But even still, I found myself diluting the boldness of the action, doing just enough to convince myself that I'd completed it. That fear, worry, and doubt was still coming up. The routine helped me to get into doing something. The next step was to improve the quality of the action. So my response to that is I've been doing my bold action immediately after completing my breathwork and meditation session. This allows me to maximize the effects of the state change I create in this practice. And it leaves me less hindered, less inhibited, and less mentally restricted so that I can access that next level of boldness and do that thing that I want to do, but maybe I'm too afraid to do. Now, I haven't been doing this for too long, but I imagine that in time, my threshold for what I'll classify as bold will continue going up. This means that over time, I will systematically elevate the bigness and boldness of my actions as part of this routine, which will lead to more big and bold results. To summarize what I'm doing to make being bold easier, first, I've created an expectation that I'm going to do it every day. I've also attached it to a routine where I know I'll have momentum to take action. And finally, I'm inducing a state change to get over the things keeping me from being bold so I can tap into a richer sense of confidence. If you're looking to develop your self-confidence, get in the process of doing something bold consistently, and it will naturally increase over time. I'm Brian Ford, and I'm here to support you and your growth. And hopefully this perspective of how I go through this is helpful. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.